WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. WBUR transportation reporter Andrea Perdomo Hernandez, welcome back to The Common.
Whoop, whoop. Thanks for having me.
Yes, whoop, whoop, indeed. So, Andrea, we're here because, once again, on The Common, we are talking about the state budget and the T, because Governor Maura Healey recently signed the $56 billion state budget. And within that budget is $5 million earmarked for the design and launch of a means-tested fare program for low-income riders, which is basically a reduced fare program. Talk to us about why this is such a huge deal.
So it's a pretty big deal, Darryl, because people have been advocating for this for years. They've been pushing for it. They've been talking about it, the need mm-hmm. for it. As the cost of living has gone up, the need for it has been greater, you know?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who have to make decisions every day about whether or not, like, how they're going to be able to even get to work because they're spending so much of their income getting to and from work, which is crazy when you think about it.
It's like a round trip is almost $5.
Right. $5 per day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at doctor's visits, picking up your kid or any kind of activity or whatever, that'll quickly double to $10, you know, mm-hmm. dollars or more.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive. So this is like a pilot program. This is a big deal because it's like the first step to getting these people who really need this reduced fare, like, you know, put it in their hands and make this available to them. So it is a really big deal.
Mm-hmm. So walk me through it. What's the vision for this program? You know, who exactly are they trying to serve?
Right. So some of the eligibility that they have outlined, like the T had this big presentation on this back in March that they presented to the MBTA board. And really, the people who would benefit the most from this pilot program are going to be people who are aged 26 to 64. That's that estimated 60,000 people that they think could benefit from it. And really, one of the key points for eligibility could be where they fall along the federal poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at people that have incomes that are below 200% of the federal poverty line. So what does that mean? That means that a single person who makes less than $29,000 a year could qualify for these reduced passes here in the state.
And we're using the term means tested, right? What does that mean?
Means tested means that they need to verify people's incomes to see if they qualify.
And does the T have the ability to do that?
So the T right now does offer some discounted fares, right? So they have some partnerships with some schools. So some students get some reduced fares. People with disabilities also qualify for reduced fares through the Transportation Access Pass. People who are 65 and older also get reduced fares. So they have these programs already kind of in place. There's also a youth program that covers people that are 18 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually is already like a means-tested program.
Right.
So we have the ability to do this. We do this for other demographics. One thing to note is just like when you're testing people's means, you have to verify their income.
Yeah.
And the T is a transportation agency, right? Yeah. They're not in the business of collecting that information from people. So it's kind of unclear at this point how they're going to test the means. They could possibly partner with like a different agency that already collects that information.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that are part of this design phase that they're going to have to iron out.
And yeah, like you said, this has been a long time coming, right? A lot of transit advocates are very, very passionate about this. And it often comes up at the meetings, right? Like sometimes the meetings get very lively around this issue, right?
Yes. So I've been covering this beat, you know, since March. And at every single MBTA board meeting, there's at least one person who speaks in favor of low-income fares for riders. So I have a clip, actually, from somebody who spoke in favor of low-income fares at an MBTA board meeting back in March. His name is Steve Tolman.
A low-income fare would allow people to spend more of their hard-earned money in necessities like rent and groceries and spend less time worrying about how they'll be able to afford getting to work, school, the doctor, or even the grocery store. Often a dollar not spent on fares is a dollar invested in our communities.
Hmm.
So this is about people, right? How people get around. If I go to work today, if I pay this fare to go to work today, can I afford the fare to go to the grocery store later?
Yeah.
You know, like those are real life decisions that people are making right now.
Yes.
Because of the cost of fares.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
A gruesome scandal at the nation's most prestigious university shines a light on a macabre and lucrative world of buying and selling human remains.
Human body parts taken by a manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and then sold to customers online.
So my first skull is right there on the top shelf. That's my first and my favorite.
I'm reporter Allie Jarmani, and this story raises some tough questions. How should we treat the dead? And who gets to decide?
There should be some middle ground where we treat deceased tissues differently than we treat old refrigerators.
This is Postmortem, The Stolen Bodies of Harvard, a new season of WBUR's Last Scene. Listen and follow Last Scene wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with Andrea. We have the money set aside, $5 million set aside to design and launch a reduced fare program. But is there a timeline for the project? You can't have a goal without a timeline, right?
Well, Daryl, right now, a lot of it is kind of up in the air. You know, like we just got this money. There's still a lot of details that are up in the air, a lot of things that they're trying to iron out. When the T presented this program to the board, they did say that from the moment of getting the money, you know, that initial startup money, that it could take 12 months to launch and design, you know. But I reached out to the T and they haven't given a timeline just as yet. They said that they're looking forward to working with the different agencies to kind of make this happen. So it's still unclear of like when we could see this pilot program be rolled out.
Okay. We'll be watching.
Oh, trust me, I'll be watching.
Yeah. So now this $5 million is set aside for designing and implementing a low-income fare program, a pilot program to start us out, right? But the MBTA has some really serious financial issues. Am I correct? Like in the next few years or so, they're projected to hit a fiscal cliff, which basically means they're going to like run out of money or something.
Yes, the cliff means the T could fall off that financial cliff in a couple of years. I mean, it's not funny, but so anywhere between like $320 million and $501 million is like that deficit that they're looking at, you know, by fiscal year 2027. Mm-hmm. So not that far away in the future. Yeah. So this is a big concern for people. The need for people to have this reduced fare is very real. And then also the precarious financial situation of the T is as well. And this is something that I spoke about with the MBTA Advisory Board Executive Director Brian Kane. And this is what he had to say.
What we need to figure out a way to do is get more people on the T, and if they're low income, give them discounts, but also give the T more money. And so at the very least, the T should be breaking even on this or made whole. That's probably not what's going to happen, though. What's probably going to happen is the T is going to be expected to just assume that cost.
So basically he's saying that that's not an L really that the system can take. Yeah. So they really got to figure that out.
Yeah. Oof. Well, a lot of questions that still need to be answered. What will you be looking out for going forward?
So this is, you know, something that people have been advocating for a very long time. Yeah. So what I'm going to really be doing is watching to see when we can get details about what this program is going to be looking like and when can these people who have been waiting for this for so long actually get to benefit from it, you know? So that's really where my focus is going to be following this $5 million and the rollout of this pilot program.
Understood. We're going to be looking out with you. Andrea, thank you so much for coming through to The Common.
Thanks for having me, Daryl.
That's WBUR transportation reporter Andrea Perdomo Hernandez. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you like what you're hearing, please go to wherever you listen to podcasts, especially Apple or Spotify. Rate and review us. We would really, really appreciate it. Thank you ahead of time. And if you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.